This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sam, released on this day, went to number one and eventually got Mr. Wonder a Grammy Award for Best Vocal Performance of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. He had birthday this week.
Yeah,
75 years old.
I believe it. Yeah.
It took him forever to get 35. It seemed,
it took him forever to get 21.
And no, I mean, it took him forever to get 35. It seemed like, you know, he was like they held a clock back on this guy for some reason. It really did. Growing up, just watching, he was a child prodigy.
Right, you know, right.
And seemed like he was always going to be this teenager or this young guy. It seemed like the clock just wouldn't move for him.
No, fingertips.
And yep. The thing of it now is we haven't heard the new music from him and don't know when. But you know he's got two warehouses full of stuff.
Yeah, and they're down. Him next, and his right next to Prince's.
Yeah.
Anyway, this happened on this date. It was released the same year the Knicks won the chip. That last time they won it, 1973.
Yeah.
Would you welcome our guest on here? Because I've got so many questions, but I'm going to let you get things started.
Like I said, you know, the new list for the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame was released this weekend. Shout out to Score Atlanta and I.J. Rosenberg, everyone who's helped to organize it. And one of the people that I, you know, am happy to see made it in, I'm happy for all of them who made it in, but
right.
This guy in particular, Steve Wallace. And he joins us now. And first of all, good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
How's that sound to you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sounds awesome. That sounds wonderful. So now I can just put HOF behind my name. So that's very exciting.
And you got to go buy some pants to match that jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. just the thought, you know, all the way back from being a kid, I mean, just a dream and something far is out there, but just that I can carry that title for the rest of my life is just something that I don't take for granted, and I just feel very blessed.
Steve Wallace joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You've been given this honor. We're talking to you about your time at Chamblee. What are some of the memories that pop out for you, whether it was the coaches, your teammates? What is the first things that come to your mind when you think about your time playing football there?
Just I think a lot about the hard work because when we got there, the school didn't have many winning seasons. And then Coach French Johnson, a coach from Marietta High School, came down and joined us, Coach Eddie Raines. And then we had some other great coaches there that got us, you know, headed in the right direction. Some of my teammates, I want to just say, Perner and Scruggs and some of those guys, they were just hardworking blue collar guys that went out and played their heart out. And our time from the 10th grade on, during the regular season, we were like 28-2. And so that meant one undefeated season, but Marist and some of those other schools, Columbia, knocked us out in the first round every single year. So,
yeah, that's fantastic, folks. Spending time talking with Steve Wallace. We talk about all the talent that comes from around the state and especially from DeKalb County, and you were going in at the same time as Harris Barton, who was from up just up the road at Dunwoody High School. What does it mean for you to go in and share this distinction this particular time with him, someone that you would be a teammate with at the professional level?
Him and I always laugh that we played a spring game against each other, and it kind of, and neither one of us can kind of say who got the better of it, but it was just something we always laughed about, and a teammate for 10 years out in San Francisco, and a guy that I cherish the relationships that we had, knew his family well. His brother, his mother's father, and it was just, I always look forward to seeing them doing games, especially when we came back to Atlanta. My family was here, his family was here, and we always wanted to kick the Falcons' butt, you know, nothing personal, but we always wanted to get after the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so he leaves Chamblee, right? He goes, now he got, this is his second Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got himself another jacket from the state of Alabama.
Right.
He goes to Auburn. This is where I want to get some information from.
You want to talk about Bo Jackson?
He was blocking for not just Bo Jackson, which is enough in and of itself, but the Chicago connection. Frank Thomas was also on that team, right, as a tight end. Talk about your time at Auburn and, yes, your time with Bo Jackson, if you can, Steve.
Yeah, I pretty much thought as a youngster going to Georgia, 11 out of in two seasons going to 11 dog games that I was going there, and Coach Pat Dye came and said, hey, Steve, would you consider changing history for Auburn, making the fans believe that they can win and establish a tradition of winning? And as a 16-year-old kid, you're thinking, like, I could have that type of an impact. So that was my decision for going to Auburn, that I could simply change the history. And then when I got there, there's a guy by the name of Bo. And nowadays, everybody knows Bo and knows that he can play football, baseball. He can do a little bit of everything. And our Bo was so similar to Herschel Walker over at Georgia. And he had a tremendous impact going to Auburn University. And from day one, I mean, we as freshmen were running over the older classmen and kicking butt down there. And the very next day they put Bo on the better team, and he never, you know, lost again. So that guy had a tremendous impact from day one. And we worked our butt off there, and we were the most winningest team behind Miami and Nebraska through the 4 years that we were at Auburn. And things were, you know, just looked very promising.
That was a big win over Alabama that you played a big role in too, right, with Bo Jackson?
Absolutely. When I look back, you know, I have to tell the truth on it. If you're getting your butt kicked for three quarters, and I'm going to call a guy name out, Randy Edwards for the University of Alabama, I'd say he probably was 23 years old, and then he was playing against his 17-year-old freshman. You know, I hadn't even developed muscles at that time, but and Coach Dye said, you're going to play, you're going to start, and get your butt out on the field. And I got my butt kicked for literally three quarters, and then I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired of Auburn losing. And with that fourth quarter turned, and it eventually Coach Dye pointed at me and said, hey, Steve, we're going right behind you. And I don't care if everyone in the stadium knows it, we're going bowl to the top. And that's the play we went with. And it looked like, when I look back at that picture of Bo over the top, and you still can see that picture in the history of it, you see like maybe seven or eight Alabama guys diving in the hole because everybody in the stadium knew what the play was. And eventually we got it over the top, and we went on to change history for Auburn University. And that play has been very significant. And Bo over the top, and there was a 17-year-old freshman blocking for him over the, on the bottom, and that was me.
Wow, wow.
So we had some great stories this morning.
Absolutely.
Him and
absolutely.
Adam Alexander, I'm telling you.
You got something, what you want to know from San Francisco?
I you know, I'm afraid to ask because I wonder if this is one of those stories that he might be sick of telling. We've heard, in fact, you know, when we launched in October of 2012, part of our morning show was Randy Cross.
Yeah.
And Randy has told the story not only in radio, but he's done it in videos. And maybe there's a generation of people who have not heard it, but you, of course, obviously, the three Super Bowl wins with the 49ers, blocking for Joe Montana. But the story that you guys were behind against Cincinnati, you had to drive the length of the field, and it's the famous, you guys get into a huddle, and Joe Montana, instead of focusing on what has to happen next, looks 100 yards down the field and goes, oh, hey, there's John Candy. True.
Absolutely. I mean, for him to come into a huddle and where all the guys obviously are totally nervous about the situation, and then he comes in and goes, hey, there's John Candy in the end zone. And everybody turned and looked, and it just helped relax the nerves of everyone. And vintage Joe Montana, Joe hit Jerry, Joe hit Roger Craig, Joe hit Tom Rathman for plays on down the field, one at a time, and eventually Joe hit John Taylor for the game winner. Vintage Joe Montana wins the Super Bowl.
And so having said that, my next thought was, you have, since you've been retired, you played with the guy who was always at the mountaintop. But over the years, we know that Tom Brady has been the topic of conversation as far as the greatest. What do you see similar in Joe Montana, who you played with and watched, in Tom Brady?
And like you said, they're very similar in their preparation. When they come into the huddle, it's strictly business. And I felt like I had a tremendous impact with Joe, because when I came there, and you miss a blitz pickup where a linebacker comes through the line of scrimmage and hit Joe Montana. And I remember Bill Walsh saying, hey, if you miss another one of those once, one more time in your career, we will put you on a train headed back to Atlanta or Auburn University, whichever one you need the ticket for. And that day, I became a player. And I never missed another blitz pickup, linebackers running through. And Joe, I was his so-called blindside tackle. In other words, for those of you out there that are not familiar with that terminology, that's protecting Joe's blindside. Where he can't see behind him what's going on, and he has to feel a level of comfort so he can throw the ball downfield to Jerry Rice and other players. And that's what he did. And me being there, he won two more championships, because before that, he was considered a pretty good quarterback. And then he went on to win a total of four championships and two more while I was there. And then for the next 25 years, he was considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And like you guys said, then along came some guy from New England named Tom Brady. And those guys and their details to paying attention to every single detail out there on the field, they just did a tremendous job of that. And then after a while, you just have to tip your hat to terrific Tom. And he became, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. But I love our guy, and I'll fight for our guy every day of the week. If we're having a beer or whatever, I'm going to fight for our guy, Joe Montana, and because he was a tremendous quarterback and a tremendous leader.
But we're wrapping up here with Steve Wallace. Before we let you go, though, we got to talk about this group. I don't know if you look down the list of people who you're going to be going into the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame with. We even got Walt Frazier. I mean, this guy's a basketball player, but was a great high school player. You got Coach Kirby Smart that's on this list with you. You got Cam Newton that's on this list.
Yes.
You got Keith Brookins on this list.
Yes.
Thoughts about going in with the group that you're going in with at this time? Also, Harris Barton will be going in with you as well.
I watched all of those guys, even as a youngster, you know, watching the Atlanta Hawks and Walt Bellamy play the New York Knicks and how smooth – Walt Frazier was. I mean, how he could handle the ball, him and the backcourt, Earl the Pearl, were considered two of the best guards back during that period of time. And then, like you said, Kirby Smart, what a tremendous coach. I have such a level of respect for over a period of time, you respect winning. And that's how I see Kirby as a tremendous winner, like with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. He's on that lineage as far as great coaches. Cam Newton, God, man, I just love watching that guy play. Sometimes you like just sitting back and watching extraordinary players play and having great athleticism. That's Cam Newton. You know, he's on that Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker level. And then you mentioned as well Harris Barton, you know, the guy I played with. I just appreciate being on this list with these guys. I mean, just I'm humbled, I'm blessed, and I'm so incredibly thankful.
I got to ask you before you leave, though, because I just do. You know, we see the top players now, the top quarterbacks, and what they do for their offensive linemen. Every once a year you hear about this quarterback got his offensive line this, guy got him that. I remember the first time I ever heard of this, Walter Payton buying Rolexes for the offensive linemen of the Bears.
Yeah.
What's the best gift you got from Joe Montana? You're the guy who
had his Joe Montana. Yeah. I got this presidential – We walk in after he had won MVP, first of all, of the league, and we were pretty excited about that. And then he won MVP of the Super Bowl. And so we go pick up our rings, these big diamonds. We were excited enough about that. And they go, oh, by the way, Joe has a special present in your bedroom when you get back there. And it was a presidential Rolex. And I thought, oh, my God, I never bought a Rolex, you know. This is a great way to get one.
Wow, so, wow.
There you go.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. It's great having him on.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you to do any stand-up comedy because you know you related to somebody that does that. We're not going to ask you to do that today.
No. I'm pretty funny in my own right, you know, and I got a lot from George. That's my relative. That's he's been in Vegas for 35 years.
Yeah,
he's retired now, and he travels to Los Angeles, New York, all over the nation, and he does comedy. And this weekend, just so happy, he'll be up tonight in Alpharetta. And, I mean, you talking about funny. He's a funny dude, and he's been funny for a long time. And don't ever sit up front,
no.
You know, because he's going to crack a joke on you.
No, you're – Hey, man, congratulations, Steve.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, two Hall of Fame jackets in his closet.
There you go, man.
You got to like that.
That's right. Thank you, guys. I always enjoy you.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you, now.
Steve Wallace joining us here. And, again, we got 10 other questions we could have been asking.
Oh, my,
man.
You know, right? You know.
But I appreciate you hooking that up, man.
That was
and
great.
Again, where's the list, the Hall of Fame list?
Hall of Fame list. You know, I'm going to post it on my social media, but Score Atlanta has the whole list of everybody that has made this year's class of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. Some great names that are on there.
All right, we got to get on out of here because it is Noel World up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.